This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about more Middle East peace deals that are in the works. That story, right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing. And also maybe a little incentive to buy there, but really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
As President Trump is back on the campaign trail, his team is hard at work continuing to negotiate peace deals halfway around the world in the Middle East. After orchestrating the historic peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner has traveled to Bahrain and Saudi Arabia to try to broker another peace deal with Israel and their Arab neighbors. Kushner flew to Abu Dhabi to finalize the Israel and UAE peace deal. Then he met with King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa of Bahrain. The king said that the region's stability is dependent on Saudi Arabia, and there was suggestions that they would not make a peace deal with Israel until the Saudi kingdom acts first. Jared Kushner later met with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia to discuss the prospects for the peace process in the region and the need to resume negotiations between the Palestinian and Israeli sides to achieve a just and lasting peace, according to the state-run SPA. Back in 2002, the Saudis led the Arab Peace Initiative, which was their plan to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But to normalize the relations between Israel and their Arab neighbors, they wanted Israel to return to their 1967 armistice borders and resettle Palestinian refugees back into Israel. That idea was immediately rejected by Israel because they would have to give up too much. Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, condemned the UAE for their treachery against either the Islamic world or Arab nations and regional countries, as well as Palestine, and that the UAE's treason will not last long. Israel and the United Arab Emirates are very leery of Iran because of their nuclear ambitions, and an Emirati official has denounced Iran's supreme leader's comments. Foreign Ministry official Jamal al-Masharaka said that the path to peace and prosperity is not through incitement and hate speech. That kind of rhetoric is counterproductive to peace in the region. Jared Kushner has shared that he is optimistic that other Arab countries will be establishing peaceful, formal ties with Israel, even without an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. In Proverbs 16, verse 7, King Solomon wrote that, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." As leaders and advisors try to negotiate deals for peace, pray that those in authority will walk in godly wisdom and counsel in a manner that pleases the Lord. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma news every weekday. This is John. God bless you.